star on my car and one on my chest. A gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm the guy who's a boss on this highway. So watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm a working for the state. I'm the highway patrol.
Ah, yes, highway patrol is that time of the week once again. Corporal Jimmy Morgan in studio talking to you about staying safe on the highways, byways, waterways, skyways, any kind of thing that you can travel with. The state of Texas will keep you safe with today. If you have a question for Corporal Morgan in studio this morning, give him a call at 979-836-9937 or send us always an email. We'll check those periodically. Mail, M-A-I-L at KWHI.com. And again, Corporal Morgan here from the DPS. And Morgan, as always, we do thank you. And we're talking that you've been a busy man here lately. And they're keeping you going, blowing and going, right?
Absolutely. Sure. I mean, some days are more busy than others. You just have to roll with the flow. So, but now we got weather coming in. So that's we hadn't had that in a while, and it's going to cause, and it's already causing problems in Austin. If you listen to what's going on over there, a lot of the accidents. Well, the number one contributing factor, usually year in year out on our fatality accidents, is either unsafe speed or failed to control speed. And they kind of go each other, and that's just people not slowing down to the conditions of the roadway. So we encourage people to do that as the rain moves in, realize that it's been a while since we've had any rain, and the highway surface is going to be slick. You're going to need extra stop and distance and stuff, so increase the following distance and decrease your speed. And pay attention to the roadway, and you should be okay.
Yeah, because I've always heard, like, you know, this morning we had just like a kind of a drizzle rain this morning, nothing heavy, just a little wetness on the ground. Now I've always heard that that's more dangerous because it kind of mixes with the oil and the dirt and doesn't get washed off the roadway. It kind of makes things a lot more slicker than, you know, if we had a heavier rain.
There's some truth to that. Yeah, absolutely. I think you're right on that. Far as our fatality rate as a state, last time TxDOT put anything up, what I read was 2611. So that's about 290 deaths per month and 9.6 deaths a day. So, again, we're 8 or 9 deaths per day, which we've been doing probably since I've been doing this program.
I think that's right around 9. We've always been talking about that.
So that's going to put us over 3,400, which we were 3,534 in 2014. So... Mm-hmm. We're going to be 34, 35 again, way the trend is going right now. So, obviously, as we go into the holiday months, and in depending how the weather works out on that, there's a lot of factors involved that we'll just have to see how that rate, if it increases, has a good chance, like I say, especially the holiday months, not even gotten here yet. I do have Craig Hayden with me today. Craig, thanks for coming back. He is our CVE trooper, a friend of mine, been doing that job for a long time. So anybody out there that has a commercial vehicle enforcement question, I got the man here to answer that question today. And so take advantage of that. So I don't always get to get him to come to the program. He stays pretty busy and between the border and here and all the other stuff he's got going on. So certainly we'll take that question, any question that they may have today. So I do have him with me today. Let's see. I'll wait till somebody calls in, and I'll just keep going here. School Bus Safety Week. I don't know locally here what we're doing as far as your PD and stuff like that. I've had a few phone calls where some troopers in some of the counties are doing this right along with the school bus and having a trooper follow and all that stuff. You know, it's really stressed this time of year, this particular week, but I want to encourage anybody with the ISD, whether they're the principal, superintendent, or just a teacher or a parent that's got a concern about a route of a school bus, if you see a certain route and they're having troubles of compliance for people stopping, you don't have to wait till this week to call that in. You can do that any time of the year. And certainly, depending where that route is, certainly it may be the PD handling that, or it could be us or the county. So that's something we want to make sure everybody was aware that that we're serious about, not just for this week, but throughout the school year. We certainly want compliance on that. And to get your attention, that first fine runs up to about $1,250. So if that don't get, I mean, I can buy a Christmas present. I mean, even me and you can live.
That can buy a lot of Christmas presents.
Yeah. So it could, you know, when I work the road quite a bit, every now and then when you work the holidays around Christmas, every now and then I would get that reply from somebody if you issued a citation.
Yeah.
And they would come back and say, you know, you just took a gift away from whatever. I'm thinking, well, that's pretty low.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Maybe you should have been doing what you were doing then, though.
You know, I was telling y'all earlier, I heard a good cop story this morning. And not everybody can do this, and I appreciate the one. But apparently over in Cedar Park, there was a couple of officers had somebody stopped. And talking to the gentleman, he was had been out of the job. He didn't have the child safety seat stuff that he needed.
Mm-hmm.
And the officers got together and went and got some car safety seats for the kids to help the guy out to make sure. Because, you know, the theory on law enforcement enforcement is this, is I tell people it's not to really punish people, it's to make you aware of what rules and what to follow. So when we're talking about kids and saving lives, I guess in their mind of thinking is that we can issue a ticket that still don't solve the problem. The guys driving off, the kids do not have a car seat, so they're unsafe, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, they took it on their own to do that, and I tip my hat to them, people that got the time and the finances to do that. And but they went and got car seats, so when the guy left, they left in a better situation than they was when they were previously stopped. So.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of on the news this morning. So it was a good story for police officers. So I throw that out. Because we certainly get the bad news, right? So
yeah,
I like to throw some good stuff out there every now and then. Craig, you got anything this morning? Anything going on?
Pretty quiet on my end today.
Pretty quiet on your end. Well, we're going to change that in a minute because somebody's going to make a phone call here.
We're going to call here in the morning. We need that one phone call, and we'll get it going.
Yeah. Let's see what else is going on. Road rage. Something we ain't talked about in a while, but it made national news, and that happened right here in Texas, my understanding, south of Fort Worth. I didn't see the video for a while, and I did finally see the video, part of a video the other day, to understand what is actually going on. And this happens time to time, and I've actually had people tell me, hey, when somebody comes on the right, you know, that's illegal, right, passing on the right. I say, yeah. He goes, well, I'm just going to move. I said, well, don't do that. I mean, but it scares people, and it makes people mad, whether they're passing on the right or passing you in a no-passing zone.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell people, so look, don't make people pay for their mistake or whatever. If they're driving like that and is – you know, some of these situations like that, if they're driving on a speed limit, they're passing no passing zones, whatever, call that in. You know, get law enforcement involved in that, and let's see if we can do something about it. Don't take an active role in your part. In this case, this gentleman got so angry that he cut the motorcycle off and ended up causing an accident. Now he's going to be charged two counts of assault with a motor vehicle. So, don't do that. So I know everybody gets frustrated and short fuse and all that, but do not take law in your own hands on that. We don't even do that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so, but it just, so I'm sad that happened, but so I just want to encourage people, when you get in these situations where somebody either cut you off or whatever it may be, back off, let them go on. You know, hope there's one of us down the road or somebody. If he keeps driving like that, we'll eventually get him stopped down the road for something else. But, again, if you see activity where it's continuing, please call that in, and we'll get somebody out there to see if we can get that vehicle stopped. Let's see here. Now, Craig, this is kind of in your line. August 28th, 1989. Does that date ring a bell to you?
Not off the top of my head.
Well, this came up, and I'll see if I can explain it the way. You know, we've got guys that have had CDL license for a long time. The medical card, I'm sitting there trying to go back in my brain. the medical card exemption to the intrastate driver at one time. Was it September 1st, 1971? 71, yes. That's what I had in mind. Well, so this kind of came back up with the issue that some of these older CDL drivers were wanting to know whether or not they get that exemption from the medical card and stuff. So I visited with the driver license office the other day, and what they pretty much told me is this, is that if you've had a CDL license prior to August 28th, 1989, and you're what they call a intrastate driver. In other words, now, there's two different meanings. Well, there's two ways you can look what I say when I say intrastate. The best way to explain it, the load really dictates whether you're an intrastate or an interstate driver. Is that still pretty much correct?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Okay, so I'm going to explain to people what I'm talking about. For whatever reason, I'm a trucker in Texas. I don't go outside of Texas, so I'm an intrastate driver. However, there's a load that comes through that was manufactured, say, in St. Louis, Missouri, en route to Houston. Part of that load gets dropped off in Amarillo, and the other part goes to California. Well, your part in Amarillo, you go up and pick it up. Well, you still ain't left the state, but the load was an interstate load because it was manufactured outside the state. So the load makes that now an interstate load instead of so you become an interstate driver, which now you just lost out on the medical card exemption. Does that sound pretty good to you so far? Okay. So if you're an interstate driver required to be hazmat placard, then you lose that exemption for the medical card. Now, if you are an intrastate driver, you just stay in Texas, you haul for a certain carrier around here, and that's all you do, and you had your CDL prior to this 1989, you still have to go into the driver license office and fill out the form and the paperwork, and they're going to put that on your file. And they're going to have that documented. So just because you get exemption, you can't ignore going down the direct. So make sure you do that so your status is kept current on your driver license. So I just thought I'd pass that on. Yes, sir.
All right, we need to take a break real quick. Step away to pay some bills this morning. This is a safety talk on KWH Corporal with Jimmy Morgan from the DPS and from the CVE, Officer Craig Caden as well. Got questions for either one of them, 979-836-9937, or send us an email, mail@kwhi.com. We'll be back in just a moment.
Let's say you suddenly need to see a doctor. Maybe you're feeling under the weather, or you have a bug that you can't seem to shake. Or worse, maybe your child has come down with something. Point is, you know you need to see a doctor. But how do you go about choosing the primary care doctor that's right for you? You'll want a clinic that's nearby, and it'll have to accept your insurance plan. Well, look no farther than Baylor Scott & White Health Primary Care Clinics. With numerous locations throughout the area, you'll find them everywhere you are. You'll also find something that other clinics don't have, the Baylor Scott & White Health name. That means each clinic is part of a large network of physicians, specialists, and advanced technology. We even make it possible for you to manage your care with our online patient portal. Baylor Scott & White Health Primary Care Clinics have multiple locations, many with extended hours to fit your needs. And we accept most insurance plans. So when you need medical care, choose Baylor Scott & White Health. Visit bswdocs.com to find the location nearest you.
A household hazardous waste is any home chemical that may pose a threat to human life, or the ground, or the air or water quality. Check labels with keywords such as danger, poison, toxic, flammable. Bring these items along with computers, electronics, and old medication to the University Services Complex on Saturday, October 24th from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. For directions and more information, call the Household Hazardous Waste Hotline at 979-764-3809 or log on to TwinOaksHHW.com.
Need a new mattress? Head to International Discount Mattress for some great savings. The secret is out. International Discount Mattress has over 21 different styles, from cool gel to hybrids and inner springs, all made in Texas. And you'll love their prices. They never hold a sale because every day they have sale prices. International Discount Mattress, 1308 Highway 290 West, next to Rob's Fun Center and behind Nathan's Barbecue. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 8 till 5. Accepting checks, major credit cards, and giving even bigger discounts when you pay in cash.
Los Cabos Mexican Grill has one-of-a-kind dining experience. Their amazing cuisine crosses all North American borders. Enjoy your favorite authentic Mexican and Tex-Mex dishes, grilled steaks or Texas-sized burgers, sandwiches, or your favorite pasta dish with shrimp or chicken. Lunch is served from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. with complimentary chili con queso. Their full menu is online at loscabosbrenham.com. Los Cabos should be your new destination for the most delicious food in the Brazos Valley. Open at 11 a.m. 7 days a week in Brenham on Highway 36, across from Walmart.
Raising livestock is hard work. You invest a lot of time, labor, and money into it. And that's why when it comes time to market your cattle, Navasota Livestock Auction on Highway 90 is the place to be in the Brazos Valley. Navasota Livestock Auction attracts buyers from all over the state, so you're always assured of getting a fair price. Sales are every Saturday at 12 noon. Navasota Livestock Auction on Highway 90, serving area cattlemen for over 35 years, hopes you'll attend the Cow-Calf Clinic at the Washington County Fairgrounds in Brenham this Friday.
Brenham Veterinary Hospital is your full-service veterinary medical facility in Brenham. Services include surgery, spaying and neutering, dentistry, digital x-rays, ultrasounds, endoscopies, an in-house laboratory, a pharmacy, and more. They seek to provide the best possible medical care, and they value your livestock's health as much as you do, which is why they also provide farm calls and 24-hour emergency care. See the doctors at Brenham Veterinary Hospital at 2455 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Call 836-2472 to schedule an appointment.
It's Brenham Cub football Friday night on KWHI.
This time gives to McWilliams, gets around the corner to the 10, to the 5, and into the end zone. Touchdown, Tamaris McWilliams.
Great job by Tamaris Doctor. It was a great block on
Friday night. The Brenham Cubs play host to the Tomball Cougars in a must-win situation. Kickoff set for 7 o'clock. 6:30 pregame on your voice for the Cubs, KWHI and KWHI.com.
And welcome back once again to Safety Talk on KWHI. Craig Montana being joined by Corporal Jimmy Morgan, Trooper Craig Caden from the DPS. Answer your questions, anything about the roadways, and we've got it from motorcycles to big rigs. They got you covered here today on Safety Talk on KWHI. And as always, gentlemen, appreciate you coming in from your busy schedule and talking to the folks here. I know they're always interested in hearing what you have to say, and trying to stay safe and law-abiding citizens is what we want to do.
I don't know much about Uber yet.
Uber? I've never tried it.
I hear it's a good thing.
Well, you know what? You know, if somebody want to pick you up, and you know, instead of you being on the roadways, if you're a little bit inebriated, you know, what's a couple bucks?
That's what I say.
A car ride, right?
I hear it's a good thing.
Yeah.
So they can work out the details later.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Yeah.
As a trooper, you're not on the road. That's how we care.
I don't know if we had that here in Brenham or not, but I know they've got it in College Station and around the area. So it's close.
So before break, we were talking about CDL status and exemption status based on how long you've been driving and all that. Now, Craig, you had something to add to that. What do you have to say on what I said earlier?
Since the medical cards are tied now to the CDL, even though you've been exempt in the past from having a medical card, you still need to go by and sign that affidavit and get that on file. Otherwise, your license is going to be reduced to a Class C driver's license. Here in the last couple of weeks, I probably had five that they didn't certify, and they now have a Class C driver's license.
Yeah, my understanding on that, they had up to the first month of this year to get that little extra in there to do that, and that what happened, people were getting notices in the mail, and some of the people actually filed the paperwork. It just didn't get filed in time. So what they said, if you got your medical certificate, but you've got something status-wise in the mail from the department that your license has been downgraded, bring your medical thing in to show that you had it done, then they would upgrade it, but you had to come in the office for them to do that. And so if you didn't get it, your medical card in time, you stayed downgraded until you went and got it. So it's just something that we're going through now. But so I'm trying to get the word out there. So the bottom line is, to take from this today, if your CDL status has been reduced, or depending what your situation is, far as interstate or anything, medical card exemption, you're going to have to eventually go into the office to get the paperwork filed, the exemption status on the CDL-7, whatever status you are, you're going to have to get that filed, and they're going to have to file that away. And if you don't do that, the odds are is your CDL status, you're going to lose it. So they're going to go back to a Class C. So make sure you do that. Let's see. During break.
One more thing on that note.
Sure.
That's why it's very important to have the correct address, your mailing address, on your driver's license, because most of these drivers got reduced and they didn't know because they had the wrong address on their license.
So valid point.
The department sent them notification, but they never got it because they had the wrong address.
Valid point. Valid point. Got 30 days when to change your address.
And what would be the fine on that? You know, they didn't know, but they got dropped down. They're driving a big rig with a Class C. What's the fine on that?
The biggest thing is it's going to be an out of service. They're going to be parked. They're not going to be allowed to drive without a CDL.
Oh, so they just got to get out the truck and it's just got to sit there until somebody else comes to get it?
Another driver's got to come get it.
Yeah.
That could put a lot of hurt.
Yeah, it could.
On the pocketbook.
Yeah. Sure, absolutely. So the gentleman was calling Craig during break. You want to go when a CDL weight-wise is needed on a CDL license?
CDL goes by GVWR, which is gross vehicle weight rating or gross vehicle combination weight rating, and it's over 26,000 pounds. So 26,001 pounds or more, you're going to need a CDL. There's exemptions to that. Farmers, firefighters, military, people with RVs, they don't need a CDL, but they need, in a lot of cases, they need the right class license. So they can get a Class B non-CDL or a Class A non-CDL. For farmers, they can get a exemption as long as they stay under 48,000 pounds and stay within 150 miles.
Yeah, that was one of his questions, gentlemen, that called. It sounded like he was kind of a farmer and was wanting to move some hay around and do some stuff. And certainly, if he has a farm-registered vehicle, then that up to 48,000. My understanding, you can't get a farm license plate over 34,000 pounds. So I guess the pull unit gets you up around 48,000. But here's the problem. Another thing I checked last week. You know, Governor Perry back in 2010-11, I guess it was 11, when we had the drought, and we were having to buy hay and bring hay into the state, they had a waiver on the permit on the round cylinder bales up to the 144 inches. And it's a $10 per annual permit that you're required to have. And they waived that for a good while, several years actually. But I have not seen a waiver. You know, and the reason I look, because I don't know where I hear, but up there in Milam County, there wasn't a severe drought. I mean, they ain't had no rain up 3 months.
Yeah.
And so I was thinking, well, okay, there's some people, there's going to be some hay moving. Some people want to buy some hay. I don't know where it's coming from. But there is, as far as I know, unless you know anything different, I don't know of our governor out giving a waiver on their permit. So if you're going to do the round cylinder barrels side by side up to the 140, you get that exemption as a farmer, but you still have to have the $10 permit to be able to do that. So don't forget to get that permit.
All right, we got another phone call. Good morning. You're on KWHI Safety Talk today.
Yes, I have a question. It's not regarding the trainers, but it's regarding people throwing their cigarette. I don't know what they're called.
Butts.
But is there a special
number? You keep your butts in the car.
Yeah. The other day I was driving down the road, and it was at night, and they just threw it out. And, I mean, I had heard a weeks prior to this. I don't know if you had gave a number to report that or not.
Well, it's a form of littering. But this day and time, as you can know, things can go up in smoke pretty quick. If you don't blame me, go over to Bastrop County. They'll testify to that.
Tell you real quick.
So you didn't want to be that person that you threw your cigarette butts outside the car and caused a major fire. Because now, not only have you violated the law, what would be some form of littering, I guess, that now you've civilly liable for starting that fire. So, I was reminding people on my shows as I travel around, do not throw your cigarette butts. That's why they make ashtrays for in the car. So we encourage people to use the ashtrays and then not throw your cigarette butts on the highway because it's so dry. There were some days we had 7% humidity. I mean, it was low. Yep. And so it wasn't going to take much with a little wind to have a serious fire. But as far as calling that in, it's a Class C misdemeanor. You can get the information. You may want to call your county or whatever. I just depending where it's at and what officer is available, maybe the something like that, we're probably going to need that third party to, because if the officer didn't see you do it, we're going to have some information from the reporting party to see if they want to help. Because you can, it doesn't take an officer just to file a case. Anybody can file a case through a J. If you want to go file a complaint through the JP's office, you can do that as a person. But as far as law enforcement, we're going to need some information from the reporting party. So to go along with the case, have you seen the violation? We got the car stopped, and between both of us, if we went to court, then both of us would have to be there to testify to exactly what happened.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for the phone call. 979-836-9937 today.
Let's see.
Got an email question here.
Sure.
Want to know, a little bit different here. Want to know, can a hazmat vehicle turn right on red light?
I don't know anything that keeps them from doing it. What do you heard anything, Craig?
I mean, if it's legal for a car, then it shouldn't be legal for them.
Yeah.
Okay. That was a question. I want to know if
as long
they can
as
do
you
that.
Stop first and look both ways.
Well, on red.
Yeah, right on red. I mean, stop. We're talking about stop and then. Yeah.
But hazmat vehicles, so I guess so.
Yeah.
Going to take another quick break here.
Okay.
Step away one more time, come back, and finish things up. Safety talk here on KWHI. Corporal Jimmy Morgan, Trooper Craig Kanan from the CEV. Your questions, 979-836-9937 or mail mail at kwhi.com. Back after this.
Cruzy Village, Brenham's full-service retirement community, has active senior apartments ready for move-in. These spacious and updated apartments are for seniors 55 and over and are designed so you can enjoy life without worrying about all the hassle. Choose an all-inclusive plan that includes housekeeping, maintenance, meal plans, and linen service, or a plan that fits your lifestyle. Cruzy Village has move-in specials for September and October, so call 979-830-1996 to schedule a lunch tour today, or visit online at cruzyvillage.org. Cruzy Village, retirement living at its best in beautiful Brenham.
Brenham Tire and Auto is a full-service repair and tire shop at 605 South Bluebell Road, servicing Washington County since 1981. Shannon and Dodie Muir are the second-generation owners of a family-run business. If you're a customer, you know how well they take care of business. If you've never done business with them, call or stop by. It may be the best experience you have ever had in an automotive shop. Their philosophy is, if you don't need it, they don't sell it. So from minor to major repairs on foreign and domestic vehicles, call Brenham Tire and Auto at 979-836-4000.
Time to imagine, if you will, relaxing in a beautiful and peaceful setting. Soothing strokes ease your stress and tensions as balance is restored by massage. Time to rejuvenate your skin by resurfacing, repairing, and protecting in a facial customized to your personal needs. Time Day Spa and Salon also offers beautiful jewelry, candles, and Skin Authority skincare. Visit Time at 706 Sealhorst in Brenham or visit them online at timedayspa.com.
Howdy, folks. Boo Christensen, broker owner of REMAX Advantage in downtown Brenham. I am pleased to announce that I have partnered with Johanna Fothery and Pam Green, formed a new REMAX Advantage real estate office. I look forward to serving all of your real estate needs, including residential, farm and ranch, and commercial. REMAX, the most recognized brand in real estate, will certainly get your property the maximum exposure, and of course, I will give you the ultimate service that you require while handling your real estate transaction. Stop by the REMAX Advantage office in downtown Brenham at 110 East Alamo, or give me a call at 277-844.
Yum Sweets and Eats. Yum features brick oven pizzas along with sandwiches and wraps. They also serve Italian gelato and bluebell ice cream. And if ice cream isn't your fix today, go in for coffee, smoothies, fruit cups, chocolate, and more. And when the sweet tooth isn't biting, just stop in to relax and surf the web. Eat what you like at Yum. Open Monday through Saturday for sweets at 10 a.m. and eats from 11 till 9. In a hurry? Call in your order at 979-836-4447. Yum. Eat what you like.
Cold Course Petroleum is currently delivering to agricultural and commercial accounts in the immediate Brenham area and between Brenham and Navasota. They can take care of your gasoline, diesel, oil, grease, cutting fluid, hydraulic fluid, and coolant needs with great service and low prices. Cold Course Petroleum has been serving much of the Brazos Valley for almost 50 years. Call 1-800-548-6671 to place your order today. That's 1-800-548-6671 for Cold Course Petroleum or visit them online at coldcourse.com.
Fall vegetable gardening time is here, and at Plants and Things you'll find all the gardening soils and organic soils and soil amendments you'll need to get your garden to grow. Plants and Things also has a big selection of broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower, and more. Plus, vegetable seeds and a full selection of herbs are in stock. So for fall planting, think Plants and Things. Your fall garden headquarters, Plants and Things at 3900 Highway 36 South, just past FM 109, is open weekdays from 8 to 5:30 and Saturdays till 5 with easy access and handicap parking.
The South Central Texas Cow-Calf Clinic and Trade Show, one of the best beef cattle educational programs in the state, will be held on Friday, October 23rd, beginning at 7:15 in the morning at the Washington County Fairgrounds Sales Facility. Tune in to KWHI from 10:30 to 12:30 on Friday for live reports on the progress of the Cow-Calf Clinic. This broadcast of the Cow-Calf Clinic is sponsored by Washington County Farm Bureau, Navasota Livestock, Washington County Tractor, ATS Irrigation, Brenham National Bank, Brenham Veterinary Hospital, and Harvey's Water Well. Welcome back to Safety Talk on KWHI. We got a little bit of time left in the 9 o'clock hour with DPS troopers. And if you have questions, again, 979-836-9937 or send us an email, mail, M-A-I-L at KWHI.com. And, gentlemen, again, thanks for being with us today. We got a little time left, so what else are we going to go over today?
Before I get started, finish up on this DOT and commercial and stuff, let me ask you something, Craig. So, you know, a lot of departments will pay you as what like a stipend, right? If you're bilingual.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, I have a question. Down in Houston, right? They had a CHL holder. Good story on this one. Sees a guy burglarizing the house, whatever. Well, he calls police, got a little pistol out, and whatever. He don't have to shoot. But he's just good Samaritan day. So anyway, cops show up, and when they're out there waiting on this guy to come out, they tell the guy, this one officer starts barking like a dog, right? And so the guy gave himself up because he thought they had a police dog out there fixed to be sent in to go get him, so he gave up. So my question is, will he get incentive pay sounding like a dog? He's bilingual. He got, you know, dog. I just want to throw that out there. I mean, so that's a good story. I didn't make that up, by the way. You can research that. So I'm just saying, if I'm that officer, I need a stipend for that because So apparently he does a pretty good impression. The guy gave up. Now yeah. I can't. Now look, I'm pretty quick on my feet.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm the same.
That's better than a wolf.
You,
I tell
yeah.
That.
Yeah. So. You know, anyway, so, you know, we get called skunks and all that, but in this case, we get called dogs. So I love to laugh, okay? I even got Craig laughing on that one, so that's Craig. And I got coffee this morning, by the way. I just want to make sure.
You did get some coffee.
Okay, so anyway, let's go back to this, finish up on this other gentleman, because I know I didn't answer all his stuff, and I want to get back. So he's in the first thing, remember, if you have a farm trader, and we talk about inspection certificates and all that, you get exemption on a farm trader on state inspection. So then a question goes in, well, when do you do state inspection versus commercial inspection? If you're not a registered farm trader or farm trader, because you can actually have a trailer actually for farm use, not required to be registered, and still get an inspection status exemption. And that trailer is under 4,000 pounds. So if I have a little utility trailer I use around the farm, and I go down there to the lumber supply, get a couple T-posts and whatever, and I'm under 4,000, I'm not required to have that trailer registered for farm use. Only it starts at 4,000. So if I'm under 4,000, I'm good. Well, you still get the exemption status on the inspection. Now, when you are not using it for farm use and you have a trailer that's GBW8 rating 4,500 pounds or more, you've got to go get a state inspection on that trailer. And now that's what people are getting in the mail is, hey, I've had this trailer, whether it be boat trailer, RV trailer, or whatever. And now they're saying, I'm getting a notice and saying, I need an inspection on a trailer. I never had one before. Well, you've been getting by for a long time. Either lack of law enforcement or just whatever reason you hadn't been caught. Cause that law's been in there for a long time. It just, some officers just don't look at it or whatever it may be. They're concentrating on another violation while they got you stopped. Now, far as you having a commercial inspection is when you start getting in over combination weight, over 26,001. Once you get over that weight, then now you got to go get a DOT inspection on that trailer that you're pulling. Is that pretty good, Craig?
Yes, sir.
You agree with that?
I covered it, yes,
okay,
sir.
Man, I'm looking at you, so I hope that can correct me here. So so I just wanted to finish up with that for the farmer out there that had the question about hay bales and what he's doing. But that's kind of how we look at it out there. So for ones who are getting the notices in the mail now, you're going to have to, because you must have a trailer that weighs 4,500 pounds more. And so that's being flagged now from the registration. They're sending notices out prior to registration. Make sure you go get that vehicle or the trailer inspected prior to coming in and register it. Okay?
All right.
Let's see here what else I got written down. I told my joke. I was trying to get over that joke there. It wasn't really a joke. It actually happened here. But, you know, we were talking about the lady who called in about fires and stuff and like that. It's really serious. Now, we're going to get some rain. Hopefully this weekend, depending where you're at, whatever. But I always tell people one of the safest things you can do as a motorist is go buy that $20-$25 fire extinguisher at Walmart, whatever it may be, and have that in your car. You know, somebody pulls over, has a car problem, they pull off the road, and maybe they don't have a shelter. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden now we have a grass fire because Cadillac converter is caught. So it's good to have that. You don't want to have any items to carry in a vehicle. Add fire extinguisher to that list because you may save somebody's car someday and somebody's house.
Yeah.
So we encourage people to add that to their little item list, something they carry. You know, like I said, they're not very expensive at all, and you certainly help somebody out. Let's see here. What else you got? Do you know that I looked in 2014, and I was looking at ages. You know, people saying, you know, we've got the extra 2 hours additional on the driver's ed we've talked about on the videos and stuff they got to watch. It has to do with distracted driving and all that. But I did look at a sheet that said it had the number of fatalities across Texas. And they had it broken down by the age. Do you know what the number one age group that I came up with?
Number one age group?
Yes, a fatality rate in 2014.
16 to 18?
Correct.
I would say 18 or 19.
Well, and you know, because that's what we concentrate, right? Our young kids, not experienced, cell phone, da-da this. For whatever reason, age 21 was number one on the list.
Hmm.
So, now, look, at 21, what, you're out of college or in college, you know, you're working, you're active and whatever. So, but anyway, you know, it's still a fairly young age, but we just need to concentrate on keeping our eyes on the roadway and staying off these cell phones, not being a distracted driver. And certainly as the rain and stuff comes in, we really need to slow down and have that falling distance. Other than that, I appreciate you having us on, Craig, this morning. And
we appreciate you coming in.
Yeah, I mean, Craig and Craig, right?
I'm going to tell you right now. I was perking up, like, listening, and like, okay, I'm going to dance, and all of a sudden you're looking at him, and I'm like, oh yeah. I was confused today, so I appreciate keeping on my toes.
Yeah, okay, well. Okay. Well, thanks for having us in. I'll try to catch up with you the next couple of weeks.
All right. And if anyone wants to get in contact with you before then, as always, you do that by
979-776-3147 or jimmy.morgan@dps.texas.gov.
Officer Caden, if somebody wanted to get hold of you, they can do that by
Just call me.
Just call Jimmy.
Pretty much. Yeah. You can't get a hold of, I can't get a hold of the guy, okay? I'll just say call me.
Okay.
Or you.
Because he's actually busy, right, doing stuff.
Well, man.
Not sitting at a desk
call you
somewhere.
Yeah, we'll get a hold of Craig.
I'm on Jimmy's speed dial.
All right, you gentlemen, be careful. We'll see you all around. Safety Talk, of course, once again. We'll do it another couple Thursdays from now. Get your questions in for then. Send them to mail, M-A-I-L, at KWHI.com, or as always, email it to us, call us in, 979-836-9937. Safety Talk here on KWHI and Brenna.
If you're driving too fast like you shouldn't do, you can bet your boots I'm coming after you. If you want to race, then get on a race track. Well, if you try to run away, I'm going to bring you back. Here to keep all the speeders driving slow. I'm just doing my job on the highway patrol.